to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Words are cheap. And that the record of an individual is the basis upon which you determine whether they should continue to hold on to their job. The record is that we have 23 million Americans that are out of work or stop looking for work or underemployed. That is a compelling and sad statistic. These are real people. I've had a chance to meet a lot of these folks and learn about their circumstances. And it's more than just the 23 million that feel the uncertainty and the concern associated with the Obama economy. It is a number of people who have jobs who nonetheless are very concerned about the future of their job. A lot of parents wonder whether the past has been brighter than the future that they anticipate for their families. We have about half of college graduates this year coming out of school without a job or without a job that's consistent with their skills. The president's team indicated that if we pass their stimulus of $787 billion borrowed, that they'd hold unemployment below 8%. We've gone 40 straight months with unemployment above 8%.
That's Mitt Romney outlining some of the reasons he believes President Obama ought not to get a second term. No surprise there. Presidential race. And this hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is devoted to, as usual, the hot hits in talk radio. And presidential race is number one. Here's host Mark Reardon with Josh Krauschauer from Politico.com about Mitt Romney's attempts to win over some of the so-called blue states.
He put a great piece together this morning that was entitled Romney Scaling the Blue Wall. And you've assessed some of the recent polls that have come out. And basically, I want you to sum this up because, look, it's going to be an uphill battle. But there are some indications that some of these states that have gone blue the last two times, certainly in 2008, might potentially turn red this fall.
That's right. And Mark, we've talked so often about how Obama seemingly has multiple paths to get to the 270 electoral mark, the magic number. But all those paths assume that all the Democratic-leaning states, especially those Rust Belt states, are automatically in the Obama column. What we didn't anticipate is that because Obama's having trouble winning over white voters, particularly blue-collar white voters, that a lot of those Rust Belt manufacturing-heavy states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, most notably, they could be very much in play in November. And, you know, it's not just the guesswork. We have a whole slew of both public polls, and you talk to the Romney campaign, you talk to Republican strategists, they're seeing polling that shows all these states are likely to host very, very competitive, they're likely to be very, very competitive in November. So if these states are in play, if they're toss-up, it changes the entire electoral map.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the states. So I want to start with Wisconsin. There was a Rasmussen poll that came out today that showed that Romney had the lead. Now, that's Rasmussen. He tends to lean more conservative. I still think that that's probably a dead heat. But what about Michigan?
Michigan, a very reputable poll that does a lot of this statewide survey showed Romney essentially in a dead heat, leading Obama 46% to 45% in Michigan. And I've also heard some outside Republican groups who have polled in Michigan that find very similar numbers. And Michigan is a state because of the auto bailout, because that's Obama's big issue in that state. You think it would be much more securely in his column, but at the very worst, Romney's within striking distance in Michigan.
That's got to be something that certainly worries the campaign. You know, it's interesting because James Carville and others have been out there. There's a message out today in another publication, if you will, that says that some Democrats are not crazy about the messaging from this campaign. They say it's not working. And clearly, if the polls are falling this way, then it's not working.
And I think that criticism from Democratic strategists is really at the heart of the challenge that the president faces in these Rust Belt states. He's been making the argument that, you know, he's trying to demonize Romney on Bain and trying to make him unacceptable to these blue-collar voters because of Romney and trying to accentuate Romney's wealthy background. Problem is, he's also trying to say that the economy is getting better. It's on the right track. And even among the workers that have been thankful that the auto industry was bailed out and they still have jobs in that industry, they're still feeling very anxious. They're still feeling very economically insecure. And when they hear Obama say, hey, you know, we're back on track, the private sector is doing fine, and making these very optimistic statements, they don't see, they feel like he's a little tone deaf to their situation. And when you add some of the cultural issues, some of the baggage over there, it's creating a situation where these states with a lot of these working class voters are very much in play.
Ron Paul supporters are pretty angry at his son, so we'll talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHealth, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst. Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Talk Radio in review. Doug Steffen, the presidential race. Here's Simon Conway on his radio program talking about the way Ron Paul supporters have reacted to his son, Senator Rand Paul, announcing his endorsement of Mitt Romney.
One of the things you hear a lot from the Ron Paul people is, why can't we stop attacking each other and just adhere to the Constitution? Would be nice, really. Kind of makes you wonder exactly who the people are who are calling for Rand Paul to burn in hell. That's Natalie Shipanoff, by the way. That one was on Facebook. Nothing but a Judas, burn in hell, Rand. Some of this stuff is really, really shameful. Cody Segerman, also on Facebook. Shame on you, Rand. You sold out on everything your father stands for money. If there is a hell, you will see it unless you can make up for your actions. Damn you. Someone in the Daily Pool. I'm looking for a name. Can't see a name on this one. I did not donate my treasure and time to end up supporting flip-flop. I feel like a deal with the devil has been made. We seem to have very little hope. I can't see myself voting Romney. Really, after this cycle, it doesn't look like who you vote for matters. As we have all seen, what matters is who counts the votes. And also in the Daily Poll, the only thing that makes sense is that they must have lured him in with a hot woman and set him up with photographs of the event, something like that. They have to have something on him they are using as leverage. No son would do this to his own father and his entire movement, especially at this critical stage. Carry on with new invigoration, people. These, you know, I don't even want to say the words, but illegitimate children. These illegitimate children are going down. That from the Daily Poll. Also from the Daily Poll, don't confuse Ron Paul with Rand Paul. Ron Paul is Thomas Jefferson. Rand Paul is Benedict Arnold. Really? Can't we just all get along? Isn't that the, isn't that what we hear? Now, it would be wrong of us not to cover this, because we cover it when it comes from the left. We covered it over the threats made to Scott Walker just last week. So we have to cover it. Rand Paul said on Fox News, "My dad has a legion of young followers who are on the internet, and they think they rule the internet. Maybe they do, and maybe they don't." And of course, he said on this show, if he was asked by Mitt Romney to be his vice president, I am paraphrasing now, but he would regard that as an honor.
Host Eric Erickson thinks Jeb Bush should have run for president, but now he's causing trouble for the Republicans.
You should know that I actually like Jeb Bush tremendously, and I realize I am in the minority, but I would have liked Jeb Bush to have run for president this year. Even though his last name is Bush, even though he's kin to the Bushes, he was a tremendous governor in Florida. He's very forward-thinking on education. He's very conservative in his philosophies on education, on taxation. I like Jeb Bush, and frankly, I realize I am probably to the left of some of you when it comes to immigration. Jeb Bush and I largely agree with each other on that issue. So I like Jeb Bush. I asked him, personally asked him, to run for president. He declined. Well, I got a problem with Jeb Bush now. He is engaging in what amounts to a personal pity party over now probably being done with politics. Now, why? He's probably done with national politics because Mitt Romney looks more and more like he's going to win. If Mitt Romney wins, well, in 2016, he can't really run for president against a sitting Republican. So what's he going to do? He's term limited out of Florida. He's not going to do that again. So largely his political career is over if he thought about getting into it. Now, maybe he could be Romney's Secretary of Education. He's very good on that issue. But he had, in his interview with Bloomberg News, Jeb Bush said this, quote, "Ronald Reagan would have, based on his record of finding accommodation, finding some degree of common ground, similar to my dad, they would have a hard time, if you define the Republican Party, and I don't, as having an orthodoxy that doesn't allow for disagreement. We in a political system in general that is in a very different place right now." We're in a political system in general that's in a very different place right now. He does not define the Republican Party as punishing dissent. Now, I'll tell you, it is the Democratic Party that's been punishing dissent lately. You say anything nice about Bain Capital, they're going to shut you down. But here's what he's talking about. It all comes back to immigration. Ronald Reagan compromised with the Democrats on immigration. It allowed people to stay in this country. It gave some people amnesty. Now, in point of fact, Ronald Reagan was, even on the immigration issue, to the right of John McCain, Mitt Romney, depending on which of his five positions on immigration you're going to take, and George W. Bush. Those three gentlemen were all nominees of the Republican Party for president. Ronald Reagan was to the right of them. Even when he compromised on immigration, he was to the right of them.
The GOP turns up the heat on Attorney General Eric Holder, and that'll be next on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the focus here on the countdown, and whatever is going on the air is what we're talking about, and that includes the Attorney General, Mr. Holder. Host Chad Hastie talks to Senator John Cornyn of Texas about calling for the Attorney General's resignation.
Some fireworks in Washington as you called for the Attorney General to resign. How did you finally arrive at the decision just to call for him to resign?
Well, it had been a long time coming. I've been very frustrated by the Attorney General playing politics rather than performing his duties as the chief law enforcement officer of the country. And, you know, basically you have to make a choice whether you're going to be, your allegiance is going to be to the law and to the American people and justice for all, or is it going to be to the president and your political party? And time again, Eric Holder has chosen to provide political cover to the Obama administration rather than follow the facts where they may lead. Two most recent examples are, of course, this long-running congressional investigation into Fast and Furious, where 2,000 high-caliber weapons were allowed to walk without being traced into the hands of the drug cartels in Mexico. And in December 2010, Brian Terry, a U.S. law enforcement agent, was murdered using one of those weapons. And, of course, many of them have not been recovered, and it's likely that many other people have been killed using these very same weapons that the United States government delivered, in essence, to the drug cartels. The investigation into this has been thwarted at every step by the Attorney General, and he refuses to hold anyone accountable, including himself. And then there's this most recent leak into highly classified information regarding Iran's nuclear aspirations, as well as the so-called drone strikes against terrorists, that the president and his national security team evidently cooperated with the New York Times in putting on the front pages of the New York Times, disclosing minute details of some of the most sensitive classified programs of the United States national security establishment. And Attorney General Holder has the temerity to appoint an Obama campaign volunteer to do an investigation which he says is going to be independent and nonpartisan, which, of course, would report directly through Holder, who's proven himself to be singularly unreliable when it comes to his duty. So I just had enough, and I thought he should resign, and the president should be given an opportunity to appoint somebody else who would do the job.
Here's host Vicki McKenna with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America about some of the reasons that the gun owners think Eric Holder ought to go.
Eric Holder refuses to allow the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate any of this. The leaks of classified information, that's about the virus program that was targeted toward Iran, the voter fraud stuff, and clearly all of this, you know, multiple months of obfuscation on Fast and Furious. why can't we just appoint a special prosecutor?
Well, that certainly could be done. The Congress could renew a law that was allowed to expire in the past. They could also have a contempt of Congress proceeding if they were to issue such a finding, first at the committee level, where Mr. Issa heads up the Oversight Committee, and then at the full House level, if the vote approved the contempt citation, he could be put in jail. So they've got some things they could do.
So they do have some pretty heavy hammers. They could, well, and it looks like trying to re-up that law, though, would require the full Senate's approval. So it seems like contempt of Congress. We're hearing that we're going to have a contempt of Congress.
No, just a citation from the one House.
Contempt
against that House.
Sure.
And so all they would need.
On the special prosecutor law, would that not require both houses to agree?
That would require both houses.
Right. But the contempt of Congress, that's not something that's, I mean, I hear the House is ready to vote that he's in contempt of Congress.
He's been in contempt multiple times, and the obstruction of justice by refusing to submit documents that have been requested is really a pretty huge deal, because he's been asked for lots of documents, and his compliance has been spotty at best.
I'm next more on Holder and the calls for him to step down.
When YouTube made its internet debut in 2005, no one could have predicted the global effect it would have for musicians or record labels. Fast forward to present day, and wannabe recording artists are exploiting the .com site to broadcast their music to the world and to get noticed by record companies. A case in point is Eurodance artist Abby Flintstone, a 19-year-old wunderkind from Lommel, Belgium, who has been likened to an Asian female Eminem and has used YouTube to her advantage. For her efforts and marketing acumen, Flintstone's reward is that she has been signed by New York-based Big Jake Music, an indie record label and part of 7Arts Music. Recently, parent company 7Arts Entertainment announced that it will start marketing Flintstone's single Get Out of My Way, featuring Kalik Scott, a song she recorded in her bedroom. The song has reached number 2 on Belgium's dance charts and will be available later this month in the U.S. For more information, visit www.bigjakemusic.com or www.7artspictures.com. That's the number 7artspictures.com.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from affiliate KFAB in Omaha. Talk host Scott Voorhees has Congressman Steve King of Iowa talking about the various calls for Eric Holder to resign.
John Cornyn of Texas called on Attorney General Eric Holder to resign. This is the leak probe. This is Fast and Furious. What do you think about this? Is it time for the Attorney General to resign?
I have not, at this point, called for the resignation of Eric Holder. But my level of patience has reached this point where I want to do so on your program this morning. Eric Holder, I've reached a level of impatience with him. The testimony that he had before the Judiciary Committee where I sat last Thursday and his responses to a series of questions, some mine, but more so Darrell Issa's than others, they are not responsive. And he has been dragging his feet and delaying his job. When you come before Congress, Congress has the constitutional authority for oversight over the executive branch of government. It's our job. And when Eric Holder withholds tens of thousands of documents and refuses to comply with subpoenas and sanctimoniously sat there and said, well, I gave you 7,600 documents and I have superior knowledge about the others as a means of trying to duck the responsibility of turning over all the information in the subpoena. He should be willingly and willfully trying to inform Congress as to what happened instead of covering up what took place with Fast and Furious. And so I'm going to stand with John Cornyn, resign. I believe that we will vote sometime in the next 6 weeks or so on the floor of Congress to hold Eric Holder in contempt. The Oversight Committee is scheduled on June 20th. To hold a hearing and bring forward a resolution of contempt of Congress on Eric Holder. If that happens out of committee, I think you'll see it go to the floor for a debate in pretty short order.
Yeah, but what does he care if you guys hold him in contempt? This is all just partisan politics, they say, and the Obama administration has ignored this country's laws. Why wouldn't he ignore a contempt of Congress vote?
Well, he would ignore that contempt of Congress vote. I'm pretty confident he would. But it adds a lot of pressure onto this thing, and it makes the decision. Here's how Eric Holder will be in that office as Attorney General until such time as he becomes such a political liability to Barack Obama's reelection that Barack Obama would remove him. That's the equation, and it's too bad that we have to come to this. He could have given the answers on Fast and Furious on the first day a year ago, and of course he has not. And so we have to push this all the way to the election. And if he becomes vulnerable enough that the president thinks he might lose his reelection because of it, Eric Holder will be gone. If not, if we decide to step back and be quiet about that and accept that the attorney general is not going to follow the subpoena or the law, or enforce the law, by the way, where he should be enforcing it, then we've made concessions that I think would set precedence And Eric Holder could possibly be the Attorney General, the other side of the election, if President Obama is reelected. And we have another 4 years of this. So we have a responsibility to drive hard at it now. And I'm glad that Senator Cornyn stepped up and made that strong statement.
Here's host Rebecca Marshall with Steve Leader talking to correspondent Rich Johnson about the increasing calls for the AG's resignation.
Attorney General Eric Holder was in the hot seat Monday. He was asked to resign over the Fast and Furious scandal.
Texas Senator John Cornyn making that call to Holder's face that he stepped down. Holder immediately saying, not going to happen. I have no intention of resigning. They went back and forth about both how Operation Fast and Furious has been handled and also the fairly new investigation into national security leaks.
I want to talk a little bit about that, but first, could you give our listeners sort of the background on the Fast and Furious scandal, exactly what it is?
Fast and Furious and the program that preceded it during the Bush administration called Wide Receiver were attempts to trace the sale of guns, legal sales made in the U.S. by straw buyers who routed those guns to the drug gangs in Mexico. I believe the thinking was if they could trace, let a couple of those guns go, or more than a couple, and trace their route along the way, they can find all those spots along the route and eventually find the gangs themselves. It did not work out that way. It went horribly wrong a year ago or so when a Border Patrol agent by the name of Ryan Terry was killed, possibly with one of the guns that had been tracked by these operations.
Okay, Rich, you said the AG is on the hot seat for Fast and Furious and also for security leaks. Explain that briefly.
The recent leaks we've seen about intelligence actions that the U.S. and others have taken against the terrorists that some are saying here on Capitol Hill that were intentionally leaked by the White House to make the president look good in these times when his poll numbers are fading. There is an investigation into finding those leaks, and Holder has appointed two U.S. attorneys to do that internally, an investigation that he says is now underway and working. Many calls on the Republican side are for a special counsel, an outside counsel. Holder counters, and a couple of Democrats counter, that this investigation is now underway. The two he appointed are fair and impartial and will do the job, whereas a special counsel operation would have to start from scratch. I think Dianne Feinstein pointed out it was a four-year deal for the Scooter Libby case during the Bush administration, and we don't have that kind of time in this situation.
All right, up next on the countdown, a father in Texas takes the law into his own hands when he finds somebody attacking his daughter. That is up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide, but talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Thomas Stevens. 371st Bomb Squadron.
The MiG-15, being a jet aircraft, preyed on B-29s. B-29s, as you know, are propeller-driven and much slower. And in the day missions, they would get between the B-29 and the sun, and the gunners looking into the sun couldn't see the aircraft coming at them. So when I got there, they had already started flying night missions. You might ask, well, how do you see a target at night? You don't, is the answer to that. And then we use something called Shoran. Basically, it was an electronic beam that was put up from either side of the Korean Peninsula by, I believe, naval ships. They calibrated that electronic beam so finely that where the beams crossed was the point at which the B-29 would release the bombs.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Here's the next case on the countdown, a murder. Host John Corby talked about the case in Texas of a man who caught another man molesting his four-year-old daughter, and then he beat him to death.
Lavaca County in Texas, a Texas prosecutor has said the case of a rancher who beat to death a man he caught allegedly molesting his four-year-old daughter will go to a grand jury to decide whether the killing was justified or an act of excessive force. The father, whose name has not been released by authorities, claims he caught the man trying to molest his four-year-old daughter on his ranch over the weekend. The sheriff, Micah Harmon, said the girl's father is unlikely to be arrested. District Attorney Heather McMinn told Fox News the case remains under investigation. And the Texas Rangers have joined the probe and she said once completed, the results of the investigation will be forwarded to the district attorney's office and it will be taken to a grand jury. They're still investigating what happened at this point, and so the grand jury is ultimately going to decide what charges, if any, the girl's father will face. Relatives of the 47-year-old dead man, who's from Gonzales and does not appear to have a criminal record, had not been located as of Tuesday. His name would not be released until they can find his relatives, and they're looking for family members now in Mexico. Harmon could not be reached for comment Tuesday, said earlier. No evidence has led investigators to doubt the father's account. He said there doesn't appear to be any reason other than what he told us. So the victim was an acquaintance of the father. See, I'm a victim here. I'm not sure that's proper use. I mean, the dead man was an acquaintance of the father who visited the ranch to help care for some horses, according to Harmon, adding that he did not know how long the men may have known each other. Or prior to the alleged incident, the girl's father notified police late Saturday afternoon he attacked a man he caught attempting to assault his daughter near a barn where horses were kept. And in the course of trying to get her away from him and to protect her, he struck the subject several times in the head, and the subject died. And the girl was taken to a hospital to be examined, was later released, the victim's body taken to the medical examiner. James Harrington, the director of the Texas Civil Rights Project, a nonprofit, of course, questioned the father's decision to summarily execute the alleged molester without due process. He said, assuming it's true that this guy was molesting the daughter, and we don't know exactly what happened at this point, he would have then have the right to defend her and hit him enough to have him stop, but you cannot summarily execute him, even though I can understand the anger he would have. And, without special knowledge of the case, Harrington said he was surprised the girl's father hadn't already been charged. Meanwhile, residents of the small town of 2000 have supported the father's actions.
Here's host Richmond Yaya talking about the news that this dead attacker in this case was in the U.S. illegally.
At least it appears from everything I can, every source I can examine in the case, the father who punched the attacker, the assaulter, the rapist of his four-year-old daughter. From all accounts, what appears to be the case is that the man who did the attacking is an illegal. He's not supposed to be in this country. Now why is that important? Is it, Mr. Manet, there you go again. You're bashing on people from other countries. No, I'm not. I want people to come here legally. I want people to become citizens. I think in the proper method, in the proper rationing or proper protocol, immigration is good. We're talking about an illegal person from everything I can tell. And let me tell you why I'm saying that, and I'm being a little bit cagey, because nobody wants to say that the guy that was raping the little four-year-old girl, nobody wants to say he was an illegal. Because there's this fear, this politically correctness in America, this sensitivity that we might say the wrong thing. Well, damn it, I'm not afraid to say what is actually the right thing. Everybody is saying, well, he doesn't have any family, can't find anything out about him. This guy that was raping the four-year-old girl who's now dead. That's why I said yesterday was a happy outcome. Hey, look, if somebody's attacking your kid, somebody's especially in that manner, in that degree, in that kind of fashion, especially when you trust other people, you think that you're in a safe environment, you're on a farm out in the rural hinterlands, you think that your kid is safe, and you catch the guy behind the barn accosting your child, you have every right to punch his lights out. And this guy did. He didn't intend to take the man's life. He just wanted him off his kid, and he had the right to do that. I don't think there's one person that's listening to my voice right now that disagrees that a man has a right to protect his child. But it's worse knowing that it's somebody that we could have, we should have, why didn't we prevent from coming into this country? Because the borders are porous. We allow anything to come in, any piece of garbage to come across the line, the border into this country to rape, rob, and steal.
Host David Cruz with a caller who says the father in this case isn't a hero or a criminal. He's a victim.
Let's go to Franco. You're in L.A. You say he's not a hero or a criminal. A victim?
He's a victim to even be put in that situation with his daughter. You know, I'm a father, have a little girl. I would have killed that guy, revived him, and then killed him again. And I don't mean to be joking around because this is a very sensitive situation. I love the joke on your show, but not with this one. I mean, he's a victim, you know. He's not a murderer or a hero. It's no win comes out of this. No badge comes out of this because it's the victim, his daughter, has still been violated. I just pray that she can outgrow the memory. I can only remember till I was 5 years old. I can look back till I was five. So I'm hoping she can only memorize. She doesn't memorize it.
You know, now that you mention that, Franco, I can only remember to about five. Although when I was a little younger, they took my tonsils out. I remember just an image, but you're right. I remember back to five. But here's the thing, Franco, and I don't know, you and I can make that decision altogether, but a grand jury might. At whatever point this man is put into unconsciousness by the blows to the head, don't you stop at that point, or are you trying to get revenge?
No, I don't even think revenge or not was playing a part in his mind. I think, yeah, well, we could say insanity, because I think Texas has that law that, too, if you caught a kid, catch a man with your wife, you can kill them. I remember I was in the Army years ago that Texas warned, don't mess with an unmarried man's wife while you're in the military or in Texas. But I don't think he had any thought process of, I'm bashing his head in, I'm going too far.
You know, Franco raises a good point, which is, any member of any family who's gone through something like this, this is unimaginable.
Speaking of victims, we shift our focus to Jerry Sandusky and his trial next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So let's get the News Talk business focused. Actually, the News Talk Radio and Television plus the Sports Talk Radio stations are all over the trial of Jerry Sandusky. Here are our hosts, Preston Scott and Eric Eggers, who maintain on their program that after the testimony that's been given this week, they ought to lock up Jerry Sandusky and throw away the key.
As this unfolds and you listen to this testimony, there are so many different issues that you can focus on. You can focus on the horrific nature of child predators. And that, remember what I was talking to Clinton Van Zandt about, Dr. Clinton Van Zandt, who was with the FBI for 25 years, specializes in behavioral sciences, profiling, and all of that. And he agreed with my assertion that a true predator that crosses that line, he does not believe that short of just, you know, one of those on the road to Emmaus kind of conversions, just they can't be cured. And I believe that for many, many years. There's an evil in that that is so remarkably dark. And I know this is going to sound harsh to some of you. I'm surprised that Jerry Sandusky hasn't killed himself. I predicted he would. The fact that he hasn't tells me that he is a sociopath that is at a level that clearly can never be rehabilitated. He can never be loose. He must die in prison. Everything that's happened in the wake of the arrest, looking out his back door or whatever, staring at the schoolyard with the children. I mean, this guy's sick. His attorney's admitting to things openly that Jerry Sandusky did. Now, he's saying none of it's criminal. But the very things that he's describing that are, quote, legal, are just so wrong and so bizarre. Mike McQuarrie should have taken action, and his actions or inaction is inexcusable.
10 more years worth of abuse.
Thank you. That is exactly what I wanted to point out.
And how is by not doing something, because I know I know he's not culpable that he helped commit the act, but how is he not culpable on a criminal side for failing to intervene on that child's behalf?
I don't know. And there's that. There's just living with yourself. And look, I'm not the guy at the base of the building going jump, 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 jump to Mike McQueary. Okay? I don't know how you cope with the fact that other boys were abused because you did nothing.
And that you looked at Sandusky every day that you went to work, knowing what he did and knowing the nature of those type of individuals, that he was continuing to do it.
Host Victoria Taft talking to CBS reporter Barry Bagnano about the testimony from the victim who actually got this entire case rolling in the first place.
There were tears on the witness stand. There was terse times. There were times where I think people have to be just their skin's crawling. Because Mike McQueary also testified. Can you sum up what some of this, some of the trial looked like, and what some of the people who were on the witness stand were saying?
Well, I will try because this was a pivotal day for prosecution. Two very, very important witnesses, starting out with that tearful testimony you were referring to by an 18-year-old. Teenager, he's known in the case as victim number one. It was actually his complaint to his mother, which triggered the investigation, which eventually down the line led to the 52 criminal charges that Sandusky now faces. He was on the stand this morning. We were prepared for a motion because his mother has said that he's still so traumatized by what he says he went through that he has trouble talking about it, and here he is in a trial setting. He stopped pretty much all the way through his direct testimony led on by prosecutors. He talked about an escalating sexual relationship with Jerry Sandusky. He talked about the first time he says that in the basement of Sandusky's home that he was sexually abused and had to engage in oral sex. He said he spaced. He blanked out. He didn't know what to think. He was confused. He didn't feel like he could say no. And he said this went on for 2 years. And then very quickly, toward the end of their relationship, he tried to break away, and he detailed how Sandusky, chased him around in a car, coming to his school, for instance, and going to his home and trying to track him down and to confront him about why they were breaking the relationship up. And then Mike McQueary, now the former assistant coach, former graduate assistant coach at the time of that he walked into a locker room in 2001. He said he was up late at night at his home watching a movie and decided to go to work. Went to the locker room. It was late at night, and said he heard slapping sounds as he walked through the first door. Said he glanced over his right shoulder, saw Amir Sandusky up against a young boy, the boy with his hands on a wall. He said he got a second view when he turned around, and they were still in that position. Then he had a third quick view, he said, where the two of them had separated and were looking at him. He described the boy being about 11, 12 years old. He said he was extremely shocked. He was extremely unnerved. He slammed the door and left. And, of course, he's taken a lot of criticism over the years for that from people who say he should have intervened at that point.
Want to find out more? There are a couple of new stories here. You visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougSteffen.com.
Services to